Unit 14. You Can Beat Depression by William Thomas Buckley. Depression has always been considered a disease of life's middle or later years, but doctors are now reporting a surprising surge in cases among younger people. Why is depression striking earlier and more often? No one knows the precise cause, but experts point to the tremendous social changes of the past 20 years. Experts warn that clinical depression, which can be very serious, requires the attention of a physician or psychologist trained to treat the disorder. But you also may be able to help yourself. Here from leading authorities are 6 approaches. 1. Do something constructive. Depression feeds on inertia, and action is its natural enemy. The less you do, the less you want to do. To fight inertia, write down a daily plan of action, from wake up to lights out. List everything, including showers and meals, because if you're really down, even little tasks can seem large. Break complicated activities into small, discrete steps. They'll seem more manageable. If just making your plan seems an impossible project, take heart from Dr. Burns's observation that action often must come before motivation. This means you shouldn't wait until you feel like it to start moving, because as long as you're depressed, you may never feel like it. Instead, you might have to prime the pump by taking a small step to get started, even if you are not in the mood. 2. Lend a hand. Altruism is rapidly gaining acceptance among doctors as a good way to help yourself to better health. Volunteer work, community service, or such neighborly gestures as shopping for an elderly shut-in can have a therapeutic effect. Moreover, because isolation from people is an important cause of depression, human contact in and of itself heals. 3. Schedule joy. Many depressed people give up the pastimes they enjoy most, which only makes matters worse. To turn life around, include upbeat activities on each day's agenda. Focus on social interactions, especially get together with friends that make you feel competent, such as mastering a new skill and pleasurable events, including dinner out or a movie. Also, try smiling. Extensive research shows that our behavior shapes our emotions. If you're feeling sad, don't drag your feet. Walk briskly. Don't slouch. Sit upright. And don't frown. Smile. The attempt alone may put you in a good mood. The actions that go into being happy, the expressions, the postures, the movements, can make you feel happy. 4. Exercise regularly. Scientists think that aerobic exercise, activities like walking, jogging, swimming, and bicycling, may boost your self-confidence, improve your sense of well-being, and heighten your energy. And by helping you relax, it can reduce the tension and anxiety that contribute to depression. 5. Brighten your day. Research has shown that exposure to light from the sun or artificial devices can help relieve such seasonal depression, which affects a relatively small number of people. You can introduce more light in your home yourself by creating a brighter indoor environment and by choosing a daytime activity such as walking or jogging. You can get natural light. 6. Read all about it. According to a recent study, giving depressed people certain books on depression control to read helped in treating mild to moderate forms of the illness. Before embarking on self-therapy for what you suspect is mild depression, get a physical exam to make sure your health is good. Then set a 2-week target. If you don't feel better by then, or if you feel worse or have suicidal thoughts at any time, talk to your doctor and heed the encouragement of Dr. Burns. The decision to help yourself is the key to feeling better.